Have you ever made a commitment to anything? We live in a society where commitments are like riverbanks in that they change with the flow. Commitments to an employer used to involve a two-week notice of termination, and business deals were sealed with a handshake. Marriages, at least, started with the concept of being until death do us part. Today, however, commitments do not amount to much. When the Apostle Paul was addressing the sins of the Gentiles, he said, "And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who knowing the ordinances of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them." Romans 1:28-32. Among this list of unrighteous conduct is the term covenant breakers. This term identifies individuals who had no regard to private or public contracts. Do we recognize the need to be true to our commitments in life? Jesus once said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Matthew 6:24. This indicates that man must make a decision as to whom or to what he will commit. When the Apostle Paul was instructing Timothy, he said, "Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier on service entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enrolled him as a soldier. And if also a man contend in the games, he is not crowned, except he have contended lawfully." 2 Timothy 2:3-5. What commitment have you made to the Lord? Jesus once told his disciples, "If you love me, ye will keep my commandments." John 14:15. Does this criteria reflect your life? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words concerning Elijah to Israel, saying, "And Elijah came near unto all the people and said, How long go ye limping between the two sides? If Jehovah be God, follow him. If Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word." 1 Kings 18:21. Are you limping between the two sides, or are you content to serve the proverbial Baal? Baal, in most cases, represented the fertility god of the Canaanites, but not exclusively. He was also viewed as king of the gods. In either capacity, whatever you place as being first and foremost in your thinking, trust, hope, or confidence is your Baal.